The next item on our agenda is innovation and accessibility, creating outstanding customer experiences at Target. We talked earlier this week about the fact that Target has now gone beyond where we started with them, and they're talking about how to innovate opportunities for blind people in their stores and as a model employer. Here to talk about the emerging accessibility and innovation work at Target is their Vice President for Product in Target.com and Mobile, Alan Wiseman.
Thank you. Well, thanks very much. It's great applause, and you don't really even know what I'm going to talk about yet, so I have to appreciate that. I have to say, I'm pretty honored to be up here. I mean, not only to be part of what we're trying to do at Target for accessibility, but to also be part of this panel and the speakers that are here today. I mean, I'm a technologist that works at a retailer, and to be on the same stage with Ray Kurzweil and politicians is pretty humbling. So thank you for the opportunity. But more than that, to see an organization like this that can crush world records and take down problems of companies the size of Apple is pretty impressive. So today I'm really here to talk about how Target treats innovation and accessibility. And we're really about creating outstanding customer experiences. We refer to our users or anybody that interacts with our company as guests. So you'll hear me use that phrase a lot in this. But first, let me give you a sense of size of Target. So we're a $70 billion company with 350,000 employees powering 1,800 stores that service 30 million guests a week just in the United States. Digitally, with Target.com and our mobile apps, we serve and handle over 2 billion user sessions a year. We have stores within 3 miles of 95% of the U.S. population. And our brand promise, which hopefully you've heard before, is expect more and pay less. Now, when I found out the slogan of the NFB was live the life you want, I immediately thought of our brand promise, expect more, pay less, especially the expect more part. It's my job to empower my teams to deliver on that promise and to make sure we're building experiences that fulfill the needs and fuel the potential of our guests. That is our internal foundational mission statement as a company. When I started doing research into this presentation, something actually really funny happened. When we build presentations internally, we actually deal with several different parts of our company. And so they asked to see a visual slide presentation, which told me that we have a lot to learn internally as a company of how to treat accessibility. What I also learned, though, is actually how many people can be affected. So according to the research that I've done and the National Center of Health Statistics, 20.6 million adults in the United States have experienced vision loss or impairment. And when we couple that with an aging population of baby boomers, there's actually a significant total addressable new market for us to lead in. It's a large opportunity for not only growth and revenue, but it's also just the right thing to do. Target prides itself on being an inclusive and diverse culture, and for us not to support an entire segment of the population just doesn't fit with our mission as a company. But more importantly, we want to lead. We want to set the standard of what truly means to be accessible. We don't feel it's right to change experiences or remove features for any guest, regardless of their abilities. Everyone should be able to experience Target the way we want to be able to, for them to experience it, all the same. And to do that, we needed to hire accordingly. We've built a world-class accessibility team that deals with issues and opportunities of the population that we want as guests. Many of our accessibility team members are blind and use assistive technology on a day-to-day basis in their work. Some of the team are actually here today, and I'm not only proud of what they have helped us accomplish, I'm proud of their continued efforts to drive this exciting work across our company. And I'm actually hoping, if you don't mind, that we can give them a round of applause. They definitely deserve that and more. So at Target, one thing that I realized in about the 18 months I've been there is that we had to change the rules. When I started, accessibility was really viewed as a compliance. It was a checkbox before we released something out in front of our guests. Our engineers did not like handling it. It became a hurdle. It actually needed to be treated differently for any positive change. So what we've done is made it actually just part of what we do. We've empowered teams to think of new ways to design, test, and build our products for all of our guests, rewarding teams that help us lead in this important guest segment. And it's also become a really proactive use of resources within our company. Engineers are now actively building for accessibility and understanding that it's true value and is core to our guests' mission. And the great news is that it's working. We're seeing significant accessibility work across all of our experiences. Recently, our teams demoed really neat changes to some of our Target.com properties around just selecting a store. And what we really didn't realize until we saw that through actual assistive technologies, it was incredibly difficult. So they took it on their own to actually build out new experiences with our accessibility team to make that easy. So in the past 3 years, we have decreased our accessibility issues by 400%. We are aiming for zero issues across all our platforms. To show a small example of this, I looked at the last test run that we did of our homepage. We compare these tests to several of our closest competitors. Target had 6 minor issues. Although we were going to address them, I wanted to see what our competitors had. Our closest one had 170. Now, these results are from automated testing, and we use that as an indicator of our own success. But it's not the only indicator. We do heavy manual testing to represent what our guests' actual experiences are. And we train our internal and external partners to test with assistive technology across all of our guest experiences. Now, our team has made this a priority to not only inform, but instruct and maintain some of the highest standards of the industry. But we're also teaching these practices as we go. We think there's massive room for improvement, and we're constantly conducting user research and usability testing to incorporate the widest range of Target guests, including users of assistive technologies. And here's where we need your help. Because if anyone here is interested in performing usability research for Target, or would like to give our accessibility team some feedback, feel free to reach us anytime at accessibility@target.com or catch our team members here at the convention. You can actually help us reach our goal and show the industry why others should treat accessibility as such a priority. Because as we compare ourselves with our competition, part of leading the industry, an important part, is to help others understand the unique challenges we've faced, tools we use, and practices that we have established to help the accessible community. We have already supported companies across several industries, and even a few of our own competitors. With this work and the work across all of our teams, we're bringing accessibility to a national conversation. Every developer that works with us, every contractor we hire, learns about accessibility and our commitment. They take that knowledge with them, which means over time, we'll actually help shape an industry far beyond our own walls. And our teams of engineers are excited. We're exploring the development of our own tools that we can open source and release to the communities. But there's one very big number that I want you to take away from our presentation here, and that's 100%. Our goal at Target is for all our guests' experiences to be 100% accessible regardless of device. That is the mandate I've gave our teams and what we strive for every day. I'm also hopeful that this mission will start to spread not only across our company, but into our stores to create exciting experiences for all our guests and jobs for the community. So here's what we're doing to actually make that happen. We've been developing an accessible, adaptive web platform. Currently, if you're using Target.com on any device, you're actually using 3 different code bases. It makes changing our experiences incredibly difficult. It also makes testing, tracking, and fixing accessibility issues harder work than it really needs to be. Later this year and early next year, we'll be transitioning all of our platforms that power our mobile, tablet, and desktop experiences to this new single platform that adapts to the device you're using, making it easier to obtain our accessibility goals. Now, we're not just stopping at web. Our mobile applications are some of the most accessible in the industry, but we also want to do more. We want to make sure that we can leverage every tool at our disposal to bring our experiences to life when they're used either outside or, more importantly, inside of our stores. By combining different types of navigation using beacons, voice, and more, we are slowly unlocking new ways to experience Target. We just announced a new product called Target Run, which is available in 50 of our stores as a test, using location beacons and different navigation to actually guide someone through a store based on items on their shopping list and tell them where they are when they're there. We also know we can't do it all, so we're partnering with new and innovative technologies that we find. We've recently partnered with a company called Conversant Labs, that's actually here today, on the launch of their new mobile application, Say Shopping, to leverage their capability with Target to deliver our entire assortment in a new and exciting way through speech. This new conversational shopping technology will provide a quality, accessible experience and also help identify new shopping capabilities to satisfy the needs of all our guests. And I'm proud that they announced the launch of this application for this convention, and it's available right now on the app stores. One of the most exciting things, however, about dealing with innovation and technology are the future of wearable devices. I personally think that wearable devices have the potential to be world-changing technologies for accessibility. If one of the most important parts about blindness is access to information, this has the potential to be one of the biggest advancements we've seen in a generation by giving us never-before-experienced levels of that information. We are currently testing multiple wearable platforms, like the Apple Watch, to see if we can unlock new features and capabilities across our digital portfolio that would allow our disabled guests to build lists, find products, and navigate our stores without any assistance. Although widespread adoption of these technologies is probably a couple years away from being mainstream, we're investing the time now to make sure we're at the forefront of these potential use cases. If you've seen the news this week, we just launched our open house, a place in San Francisco where people can actually experience what we call the connected home, which uses many different assisted devices across new and exciting innovation companies of how you can use different technologies for sale at Target within your house. But being a retailer, our mission is actually just to get our guests what they want, when they want it, and where they want it. It's a remarkable, easy statement, but an unbelievably complex set of processes, technologies, and partners are here to make that happen. We're experiencing with multiple fulfillment options to allow us to deliver on that promise, and accessibility is part of the decision criteria that we use to introduce, test, and ultimately deploy these to our guests. From curbside to delivery, we are rapidly expanding to deliver on that promise. And that brings me to my final point, the reason I'm here today, which is all about innovation. Innovation is key to driving change across our digital properties, our stores, and our company. And we feel that there is a place for an innovative accessibility team to help identify, prototype, and deliver innovative ideas to help unlock this large and growing guest segment. From augmented reality through audio and touch technologies, to partnering on driverless cars and digital guides, we want to always be at the cutting edge to make sure everyone, regardless of their abilities, can experience Target. So expect more, a lot more. Thank you.